Your stock picks this evening. Chris, does anything tempt you? Would you be buying into Tesla after its incredible June quarterly performance? I see that more analysts have upgraded their forecast. They reckon it could go to $2,500 a share. Or too steamy for you?
Tesla, I'm only 180 PE or thereabouts now, an absolute snip. No, no, look, I'm coming back to an old favorite of mine. We've just mentioned it, Afrimat.
Okay.
You know, I think the kind of the Demenang iron ore mine, they're pulling iron ore out of the ground at an all-in cost of around about $30 a ton, and you've currently got an iron ore price of north of $100 a ton, and I think that's going to persist for quite some time. I've always been of the view that Afrimat, forget about the Skarrich mining. That's what it used to be called. Yes, Skarrich Eisen mining. Forget about that little acquisition. There are so many other positive aspects to it. And at this level, I just find it incredibly cheap. But the market has just kind of ignored it. I think it's tainted with that, forever tainted with the idea that it's a construction company. And unless and until you get some sort of huge government-backed infrastructure boom in which they'll participate, it's going to be on the sidelines for a while regarding sentiment. But no, look, I think on the valuation basis, it's still remarkably cheap.
Okay. And how about you, Devin? What tempts you?
So I'm going offshore tonight, US-listed Medtronic. So this is a medical technology company. They actually, lay claim to the world's first battery-powered pacemaker that they manufactured in the 50s. And I think what I like about it is you're seeing an increasing trend towards healthcare, which is important. But what you're seeing with Medtronic is very unique products that they're able to manufacture that are in high demand at the moment. And they've actually got the biggest product pipeline they've ever seen, so spending a lot of money on R&D. But they can afford to do that. The operational cash flows are ramping up quite nicely. They've actually increased the dividend in the latest reporting period. It trades just under a 20 historical earnings. And yeah, I mean, the balance sheet looks fine to me. It's got sufficient cash and liquidity to weather any, market uncertainty. So it's one that we like.
Right. Good. Two interesting choices there. Devin, Chris, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Good to see you both. Chris Gilmer is, of course, an independent analyst. Devin Shute is from the Robert Group, and we'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.